poll, Voters Give Media Poor Rating for Migration Coverage. By Neil Monroe on September 24, 2021. For every one American voter who believes the media provides excellent coverage of migration news, 8 voters believe the media does a poor job, says Rasmussen Reports. The September 19 to 20 poll asked 1,000 likely voters, how do you rate the media coverage of the nation's current immigration problems? 8% gave the media an excellent rating, and 15% offered a good rating. This 23% positive rating was overwhelmed by the poor rating assigned by 53% of respondents. 20% provided an ambivalent fair rating. The media's low ratings were held up by liberal respondents. They gave the media a 38% positive rating and a 28% poor rating. In contrast, self-described moderates provided a 20% positive rating versus a 48% poor rating. 38% of the poll respondents described themselves as Democrats, and 36% described themselves as Republicans. The poll was taken amid sudden media coverage of the migrants landing in Del Rio, Texas. Many polls show that labor migration is deeply unpopular because it damages ordinary Americans' career opportunities, cuts their wages, and raises their rents. Migration also curbs their productivity, shrinks their political clout, widens regional wealth gaps, and wrecks their democratic, compromise-promoting civic culture. For many years, a wide variety of pollsters have shown deep and broad opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. This pocketbook opposition is multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity Americans owe to each other. Many Americans base their opinions mostly on the opinions of friends and peers, the establishment TV reports, or civic leaders. Some defer to establishment clichés, such as the obsolete claim that their homeland is still a nation of immigrants. However, donor-funded GOP leaders have downplayed the pocketbook impact of migration on Americans' communities. Instead, they try to steer voters' concerns towards subsidiary non-economic issues, such as migrant crime, the border wall, border chaos, and drug smuggling.